Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today I want to bring you a word from Exodus chapter 2, verse 10, and talk to you about the pre-arranged prince. Here's our verse, Exodus chapter 2, verse 10. And the child grew, and she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. So she called his name Moses, saying, "Because I drew him out of the water." The baby Moses first opened his eyes to an unfriendly world. He was born in a superpower of a nation, but he was of an alien and oppressed race, during a time when all Hebrew baby boys were sentenced to death. But Moses had parents who really trusted God. Exodus chapter 6, verse 20 tells us that the names of Moses' parents were Amram and Jochebed. Jewish legends say that Moses' birth was painless for his mother, and that when he was born, his face was so beautiful that the room was filled with light equal to the sun and moon combined. They say that Moses walked and spoke when he was a day old, and that he refused to nurse. He ate solid food from day one. Now, all those are kind of crazy legends. The truth about Moses is amazing enough. When the parents of Moses defied the order of Pharaoh and saved their child, they were motivated by more than natural parental affection. They did it also out of faith in God, according to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 23. But in a literal sense, Moses' mother did exactly what Pharaoh said to do. Pharaoh told him to put the boy babies in the river. She just took care to put him in a waterproof basket and then strategically float him in the river. Most of all, Moses' parents are great examples of entrusting the child's welfare and future to God alone. When Moses' mother let go of that ark made of bulrushes, she gave up something precious, trusting that God would take care of it, and perhaps God would find a way to give it back to her. God worked it all out. Pharaoh's daughter found baby Moses and then hired Moses' own mother to take care of him. Not only does Moses' mother get to take care of her child, but now she got paid for it. So God greatly rewarded the faith of Moses' mother, both as she trusted him, as she hid Moses for 3 months, and then as she trusted him by setting Moses out on the river. Being the adopted son of Pharaoh's daughter, Moses was in the royal family. Josephus, that ancient Jewish historian, says that Moses was the heir to the throne of Egypt, and that while he was a young man, Moses led the armies of Egypt in victorious battle against the Ethiopians. Certainly, he was raised with both the science and the learning of Egypt. Acts chapter 7, verse 22 says that Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians and was mighty in words and deeds. Egypt at that time was one of the most academic and scientific societies on the earth. Moses would have been instructed in geography, history, grammar, writing, literature, philosophy, music, the whole package. When Moses went somewhere as a member of the royal family, he traveled in a princely chariot, and his guards cried out, "Bow the knee!" If he floated on the Nile, it was in an ancient yacht, complete with musical accompaniment. He lived the royal life. But as well, Moses was certainly raised in the Hebrew heritage of his mother, who took care of him. He was raised in a special environment with a special set of circumstances that God would use to work out his perfect will through Moses. Now, none of us is Moses. But God has also allowed the unique circumstances of your life for a purpose. Today, as you think about what God has allowed in your life, trust Him to work His loving purpose in through your life. What future thing is God preparing you for today?
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.org.